838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, March 18th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. All of the text messages coming in. John Crawford had a couple of follow-ups. He said, Randy, by the way, I feel great and I've been off of Missy's program basically for months now. He's learned his body, he's learned the foods, he's figured out what triggers his inflammation, his weight gain, and what to do about it. He said, I was on blood pressure medication for years. I haven't taken any blood pressure medication since my second month on Missy's program. My doctor is amazed. Blood pressure medication. Vicky's on it, others are on it. Here's what the problem is. There's side effects. The blood pressure medication, the actual chemicals in it, affects your liver, your pancreas, and other organs in your body. Primarily the liver, the filtering organ that filters bad stuff out of your body. The blood pressure medication affects the liver. If it affects the filtering functions of the liver, it causes other issues. So what do? Well, then they prescribe other medication for your liver. Sometimes it even leads to cancer or other failures where it requires surgery. So very simply, if you can get your blood pressure under control, Rick, I know Officer Rick, Trucker Rick, that was his primary reason for not only losing the weight, but he wanted to get off of his blood pressure medication. Now, I haven't gotten a report from him yet. I don't know if he's done blood work with his doctor to see what his blood is, his blood pressure rate, in the functioning of his liver. But when you go through the program, everybody thinks it's a diet. It's not a diet, folks. You don't lose weight. If you lose weight, potentially you're looking to find it because you've lost something. That's not what this is. You're dropping weight permanently and forever. Like Vicky said, I am never going to be the fat Santa Claus ever again. I have got to force myself to change that picture, that image that I have in my head of the 300, 320-pound Trucker Randy Santa Claus guy. He's gone. Thank God, dead and buried, never to see the light of day ever again. Why? Because as soon as I start to act bad, which I did down here on this week's vacation, my joints hurt. I had to go and get a two-hour massage with a deep tissue specialist that had to relieve all the inflammation that was in my shoulders, my back, my hips, my knees. She had to work on me for 2 hours to get all that inflammation broken up. It was only after that, along with some, what was it I was taking, Advil, ibuprofen. Vicky fed me a few of those to get the inflammation to go down. The belt is still in the same loop, in the same hole. The belly's not bigger, but I know I'm heavier because I hurt and it's inflammation. It's absolutely amazing what you'll learn on this program. And if anything, folks, even if you don't need to lose or drop weight, you may consider doing it just so autophagy kicks in, so you start rebuilding the good cells in your body. And if you really don't want to do any dropping of weight, just do a wellness scan. I believe Missy and Charity and them only charge $250. Find out what's just going on in your body. At a bare minimum, go to the website, TruckerRandyHealth.com, for a wellness scan. Listen to interviews number 7 and number 8. Weight loss, dropping the weight, is interviews number 2 and 4. So again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. She can track her advertising that way, and she can make sure she knows where you're coming from. Now, I'm going to move on to a story that was triggered by a text message. Well, let me back up. Jim in Sheboygan, he went over and bought a couple of jugs and filled it up with MAGA water. He said, Randy, the water is great. He bought the two, I believe they're 7-gallon or 4-gallon containers, filled them up, and absolutely is enjoying it. We have two of them down here with us in Florida. We drove the Yukon. I put the 7-gallon containers on the back seats, both the passenger and driver's side. We are out of the one, and we're working on killing the second one off, and hopefully we'll have enough MAGA water to make it home by Thursday. Randy Walker said blood pressure medication is made from snake venom. Okay, did not know that. We'll get that verified before we put it out there, but snake venom is how they reduce blood pressure in humans. Yeah, that's exactly what I want in my body. Sure. Now, one of the stories I'm looking at, and this is interesting because we deal with FOIA requests all the time. Freedom of Information Act, which, by the way, our state legislators, the senators, state reps, as well as the governor, attorney general, and the secretary of state, they don't have to respond to FOIA requests. Every other elected office in the state of Michigan must respond within so many days from getting a Freedom of Information Act request. They have to do it. If they don't, there's actually financial penalties for it. Well, in Lansing, they've been fighting about it. They've been wanting transparency. They want accountability. They want people to be able to submit FOIA requests. Well, after a 6-month MERS investigation of 4 Michigan State departments failing to produce any internal documents that were written in Greek letters, the finding supports the administration's claim that a coding glitch turned a critical message written by a State Department consultant regarding the Benton Harbor water crisis into foreign symbols. However, the foreign symbols created a glitch in the ability to find these reports when a FOIA request was submitted. Now, was this done on purpose? Was this their way of avoiding the FOIA request and not being able to provide the information? Well, MERS sifted through thousands of pages of documents released by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Michigan State Police, as well as the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, EGLE. Only to find that Greek letters weren't used so much as a code to escape the detection from the Freedom of Information request, but was, however, simply a computer glitch. Right. Right. I totally believe that. Not. The request came after an email chain that was sent by Andrew Leavitt, a consultant for EGLE, appeared in federal court documents in Greek. When it was translated from Greek to English, it warned about the lead levels in drinking water throughout the Benton Harbor water system reaching Flint-like proportions. Governor Gretchen Whitmer insisted it was a coding error. However, Murs couldn't find any other case in which Greek letters were used to craft such a message, adding credence to her argument. Really? Really, Kyle? You're going to fall for this? However, Murs discovered in the course of requesting documents within the State Department's containing any Greek symbols that they varied when regards to compliance with the state's Freedom of Information Act's law. And this was through all state government departments. Around August 31st of last year, MERS asked the Department of Health and Human Services, EAGLE, also the Department of Corrections and the Michigan State Police for any documents containing Greek letters during a certain period of time. Well, guess what they found? The very first request came from the Department of Health and Human Services. Several emails had and contained Greek letters, symbols, but most department emails contained reference to then dealing with the China virus. Department of Health and Human Services, China virus. So now they're going to start coding their subject lines in Greek. They also found out that when they narrowed the search, this happened in more than 14,000 employee emails. Right. This was a coding error, Governor Gretchen Whitmer claims. Sure it was. EAGLE was next, but not before we had to resubmit the FOIA bill, which came to a total of $28,000. The emails that returned had to do with environmental factors and scientific studies that were done by EAGLE with regards to solar panel farms. I contend those panels, because of the extreme weather conditions we have here in Michigan, are prone to leaking into the groundwater. Well, they even put Greek symbols in those emails as well. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electsmalliver.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-8255. megawater9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just to wrap up this Greek letter glitch. Yeah, right. We believe that. All these departments. Well, the one that came up next was very interesting. Michigan Department of Corrections returned absolutely nothing. Reached out to MERS News Service several times to clarify the request. The clarifications removed multiple email advertisements, which seemed to be consistent throughout all of the government departments' correspondence. But ultimately, nothing was returned by the Michigan Department of Corrections. Next, the Michigan State Police took 6 months exactly to the day to return their information. Folks, that triggers a fine. You have, I believe, 5 business days to acknowledge the request, 10 days to provide the information. The Michigan State Police took 6 months. Even the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act coordinators, reached out several times. They, too, were requiring refiling requests for clarification. Ultimately, volumes of articles and correspondence returned contained Greek letters. The majority of what was eventually returned with the discussions, the correspondence, was about Delta 8 and Delta 9 THC, the psychoactive compounds found in cannabis. There was also a letter written in Greek from a Greek handwriting expert that was also translated. The consistency between the 4 agencies, which required these extensions, along with clarifications, changing of the rates requiring the fees to be paid, and the redaction, that's where they take a black magic marker and actually cross out certain information. Why or how they're able to do that is beyond me. Claiming national security, trade secrets, personal information, whatever the purpose, the reason for it, too bad. It's in a public correspondence. We should be able to see it. I've had a problem with these redaction things for long, many, many, many years. Well, the inconsistencies caught the eye of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy Open Government Director Steve Delay. And he said he found that these Greek codings were consistent within all of the state departments. Unfortunately, Michigan is not particularly great with how we implement FOIA requests. We've seen instances of excessive fees, delays, and excessive redactions. Exactly the problem I have. And we all have heard Patrick Kobach on the show talking about the some $15,000 he had to pay when he submitted FOIA requests to the clerk of the city of Detroit, Janice Winfrey. He wants her records regarding the elections in the city of Detroit. So what do? They raise the cost and say it's going to cost you $15,000 for us to take the time to find this information. Bull crap. That is extremely excessive. Well, the bottom line, according to Delisle of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, he said FOIA was meant to get information to the people who need it quickly. He couldn't point to a single time that FOIA was filed where the agency didn't take the maximum amount to request an extension. Michigan requires a 5-day response period and allows for a 10-day extension. That's supposed to be the exception, but not the rule. Certain agencies in this state feel that they can take as much time as they want, and they should be penalized for it. If the request is accepted, there's no way of knowing how long it's going to take for the information to be returned. Michigan State Police take 6 months, 6 months to submit their information. This is unacceptable, and changes need to be made. So I got a very simple, very, very simple thing for us, we the people, to do. When you go to these debates, these candidate forums, especially for the state house this year, you need to talk to them about FOIA. What have you done to correct or rectify our state laws with regards to governmental agencies in Lansing taking so long to fulfill FOIA requests? If the answer is nothing, if the politician is honestly truthful with you and say, I don't even know what you're talking about, I've done nothing about it, obviously, they need to go. We need a state rep elected this year. There will be a hawk on this issue. This is unacceptable. And it's got to stop. And also, they need to introduce the bills to make it applicable to state reps, state senators, governors, attorney generals, and secretary of states. But of course, Whitmer will never sign it. It's going to take the new Republican governor in January of 27 to do it. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message.